and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72 people. The report says decades of failures by government regulators and those in the construction industry turned the high-rise into a death trap. Among the things cited, covering the building in a highly combustible material and safety inspections that were ignored. There was a memorial last night in Washington, D.C. for the 6 murdered Israeli hostages. Carmel Gott's cousin asking why Israel moved in on Rafah in southern Gaza.
The entire world warned Israel to stay out of Rafah. All eyes on Rafah, they said. But could no one see the hostages in Rafah? Could no one see our Carmeli?
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff also spoke. The Department of Justice unsealing terrorism charges against 6 top Hamas leaders, including Yahya Sinwar, head of Hamas's political wing. This is ABC News. A new star in Hollywood. ABC's Jason Nathanson is there.
Tim Burton!
A celebration of weirdness in Hollywood as iconic filmmaker Tim Burton got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His Beetlejuice star Winona Ryder on hand for the honor, praising the way Burton's films often shine a spotlight on outcasts.
You made being a weird girl not just okay, but something to celebrate and even kind of cool.
Burton talked about taking the bus to the Walk of Fame from his nearby hometown of Burbank when he was a child.
In fact, I was young enough to think that these things were actually gravestones when I first came here. I realize that John Wayne wasn't buried under that.
Tim Burton's latest film, the sequel Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, is in theaters this weekend. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A win at the Paralympics for an Iranian athlete. The world's second tallest man, standing over 8 feet, has finally gotten a bed that fits so he doesn't have to sleep on the floor. He is part of Iran's sitting volleyball team. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds most people in Wisconsin already have PFAS in their bloodstreams. James Kelly reports.
A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. I'm James Kelly.
President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin for the first time since he dropped his re-election bid. The White House confirms the president will stop in Westby on Thursday. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extra numbers before St. Louis got three runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And morning.
I know, me too.
Okay, all right.
We're still Con, missing, what did you do?
We're missing Todd.
Con.
We are missing, he doesn't have the...
Convoy.
So Con was in early though this morning.
Con
I was,
yeah,
yes.
He was in early to mess with our headphones.
He was here at dark
That's why
o'clock,
he was here.
Man. He was here awfully early.
Why is it so dark out?
Right.
What happened?
Yeah.
It is. In a day.
And I walk a little bit to get here, and it's dark. It's really dark.
It's like
dark.
Pitch black.
Yes.
It's like in one day. Why didn't Brittany tell us that yesterday?
Yeah,
this was going to happen.
That would be part of the weather.
It would
be. The sunset, sunrise.
She's our whole overall kind
right.
of. Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that on our list for next Monday when we talk to her.
Convoy, why is it so dark?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
You're a college kid. You should know these things.
I didn't study anything about that.
Well, you should have. Man.
I was talking to Con this morning about he's looking at re-upping his lease. And he likes living in Green Bay, right, Con?
I do, yes.
Where you have an apartment?
I do, yeah.
All right.
Over by GB.
Okay.
So he's kicking that around.
How much is it, may I ask?
It's a pretty good money.
It's
under $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely right. reasonable for
That's
all the amenities.
It is. Days, yeah.
Because he's kicking around some other places. And
good luck
you're
with
never
that.
It's kind of like housing, right? You never find the perfect place. You know, I mean, like he said, well, but he's got a garage. And I'm like, well, you're going to find another place that maybe will have central air, but they're, because he's got a window unit, but they're not. Gonna have to
having a garage is huge
in this weather.
Yeah, that's huge.
I would hang on to that. And
when I was living in Appleton and Kakana, and I didn't have a garage, on those mornings you'd go out there,
right?
Because when you have a garage for your whole, you know, adult life, and then all of a sudden you don't have one, it's like, oh, this really sucks. Not having a garage,
it does. So. I don't know. Before you, I don't know where you live, but I've never been to your place, but.
I know. Actually, this is my first place I fully live by myself.
Wow, you're all grown up.
Yeah. Our little Connie.
Our little Connie. We're going to bring some things to his apartment.
Well, that's, I don't know.
Good for you.
You might want to up that lease again. If you give, you know, that, did they give you an increase, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? What are they looking at, percent?
Yeah, I'm not completely sure, but I know I have a friend that has been living there for 3 years and has gone up every year.
It's a dollar amount. He doesn't know how to divide it into that.
Mine went up when I was in Kakata and I lived in a piece of crap.
Yeah.
$150 it went up.
See, that's a lot.
I moved out, but it was like $150. Yeah. It went up just like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if you were paying over $1,000. You probably weren't, dude.
I think it was at $850.
Okay, so that's significant, man.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
So,
absolutely.
So anyway, well, Kanye, we were kind of kicking around that. I'm staying where I am, but
why don't you rent out a room in your garage? You could convert that. I mean, you really could.
I could.
I mean, you could, like I said, it'd be a Fonzie apartment.
Yeah.
I've always wondered. I always thought that'd be the coolest thing ever to live upstairs of a garage. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, and it's smaller, but I mean, it's your own space.
Yeah,
and, air. And, I don't know. No.
God, do you do anything else besides work here?
No, actually.
Oh, this is it, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's good.
You can afford an apartment on this salary?
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what he's.
No, I don't. But so that's,
you know,
I'm guess. I'm surmising. If
my guess is they allocate X amount for salaries, and then, you know,
yeah,
a little bit goes to you, even less goes to me, and yeah, then a whole bunch goes to Con. And but you know, yeah, that's the way it works.
That's
here,
the way
John.
It works.
We
that's
are not. We are not. In, yeah, on top of the food chain
in the
here,
pecking
so.
Order.
Nope.
Todd no. makes huge money, though, I think. Huge. Huge. So I today is National Wildlife Day. Very cool. Macadamia Nut Day. Love macadamia nuts.
Yeah.
Love
yeah,
the
yeah,
macadamia
yeah.
nuts.
Good.
Newspaper Carrier Day. Were you ever a paper boy?
I would just sub for my brother. So
oh,
no,
okay.
I was not the guy. I never was.
Because I was, if you played sports, how could you do, you know what I mean? It's like you have practice every day.
Oh, no, it was Journal Sentinel, so it was.
Oh, Sundays?
No, it was like in the morning, it was a morning route.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can't even imagine up in the UP, 20 below and right. snowstorms
and
going
do
out and doing that.
And then they made you collect. There wasn't all this pay online credit
yeah.
card stuff. You had to go and knock on the door and they were never there.
They never wanted to pay?
They're always, where's my paper? But
yeah.
then you go to collect, where's my money? It's
yeah.
But I do, you know, I get a couple papers every day and I, you know, Christmas, you know, it's nice
give
to tip
some,
them.
Some
right.
effort. Absolutely.
Well, that's nice that they do that. You know, I think it's going to be a thing of the past. Not delivery. I think newspapers are going to be a thing of the past, which
well, two things, newspaper delivery people
right.
and milkmen. Whatever happened to milkmen?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? We had Dick the Milkman who would come every, I think twice a week with yeah. 2 gallons or not get what's
and put
it,
them in that little cooler.
Put them in the little
yeah.
thing. Had the little cartons. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, they just, you just can't compete with going, if you're going to go to the store and there's so much milk there.
But then why back then didn't people just go to the store?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question because you still went to the store.
Right.
You still had to buy meat and bread and all that.
Right.
And why didn't we buy milk at the
yeah.
store? I don't know. Was it better?
I don't know. When's the last time there was a milkman?
Well, 30 years ago there was.
Okay. I mean, that's what I mean. It's
no, there
that
was,
far back.
But I just saying, I would have guessed when we were kids, there was milkmen for sure. But then I think they went away. But because when did we buy our first?
Did you ever sneak into their truck when they're at somebody's house and steal the chocolate milk?
Cottage cheese.
You stole cottage cheese?
I'm just kidding. Oh. No, they did. They had the chocolate milk. You're
oh,
right.
Yeah. Those were the greatest. Those little cartons of chocolate milk.
I wonder why, though, that was.
Yeah, why can't you just buy your milk at the store?
So
there was always milk in the store, right?
Well, sure.
So it says it died out in the 1990s because it started actually being regulated in supermarkets.
What do you mean?
So after the deregulation of milk industry, where superstores and other stores were permitted to sell milk. So before
they
that, they weren't permitted.
Really?
Well, that's probably why, John.
I did not know that.
Or else, maybe, if it was deregulated, maybe they could sell it whatever they want. Like, they could sell it under the cost. Like, you know, something like 99 cents a gallon. Well, guys, spending a dollar, but it was a lost leader. So you go into the store, and then you buy all the other stuff that's overpriced. But
I did not know that.
Deregulation.
So when you were a kid, could we not go to a store and buy milk?
I don't know that. I got my milk at home and at school.
Yeah, same with us.
And I went shopping with my mom once in a while.
I hated the milk at school, though, didn't you? It was always warm. It's just,
it wasn't cold. That's for
it
sure.
was
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah.
I bet I haven't had a glass of milk in 40 years.
You know what? We were talking about
other than
that.
Chocolate milk.
I was working at the shelter, and we needed more milk. We'll go buy, you know, 30 gallons of milk at one time, and so we had to do that on Saturday or Sunday. Anyway, we went to Pick and Save. But I said, you know, they drink a lot. I said the same thing you did. I said, I bet you I haven't had a glass of milk in 30 years. I mean, I put cream in my coffee. You know,
right.
I do drink that, but.
But not what you would just have to.
No,
have
sit
a
down
meal.
And have a glass of
yeah.
milk.
Nope.
I've. Did you ever order it with your meal?
Never in my life. No. But I will drink chocolate milk all day long. I love chocolate milk. But white milk, nothing, zero. Did you ever get that stuff? Did you ever have the, okay, so you'd have the Nestle's Quick. You know, you make it. Did you ever have the strawberry one? That was terrible. The strawberry
in
Nestle's
milk?
Quick.
Yeah. Did you put that? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's horrible, though.
Oh, I
it
bet
was
that,
horrible.
I don't
did
think
you ever
that
have
lasted.
The root beer milk?
No.
Where there's a thing where root beer, you'd put it in your milk?
No.
That wasn't very good either. Yeah.
I think those things died out.
They
right?
used to be, yeah, they were almost like Alka-Seltzers. They're like little, like the size of a quarter, and you'd put them in your milk, and it was like root beer flavored. So it's supposed to be like a root beer float type thing, but it's horrible.
But it'd get the kids to drink their milk.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I think chocolate was the, that's all they needed to get kids to drink milk.
Yeah.
Then we had that stuff in the can.
Oh, yeah. The little cans.
Right. And then you pour it in there. It was the Nestle stuff, too, but that was, like that was for warm milk, and the Nestle stuff was for cold.
We had to take my daughter, Lindsay, the one that lives in New York, we had to take her to the emergency room one time. She used to, because you'd have those little cans of chocolate syrup for ice cream, and you'd use the old-fashioned can opener.
Yeah.
To open, and she used to sneak into the refrigerator and put her finger in to get you, and she pulled it out and impaled into her finger. We had to take her to the emergency room to get that off.
Why did she put her finger in there? Was it
to sneak chocolate to eat it?
Oh, just to get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Beyonce, 43. Right. Seems older for some reason.
81,
right? It's been around forever. Damon Wayans, 64. Tom Watson, one of the all-time great golfers, is 75. 57 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Love this kind of weather.
80, though, today. And this is going to warm up. I mean, it's like Brittany said, this is a good week. I think it cools down and goes up again. So, it'd be...
Did you see that article? I mean, it's in the paper. And we had John Miller from NBC 26 talking about it a little bit yesterday about where they're telling the Packer players, just stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
Don't go walking around. Don't accept texts from people. And,
Yeah.
Why are they playing down there?
Somebody asked me that yesterday.
What are you know what I mean? It's like, why? Why?
I think they want to make that a worldwide league, you know, and that the only way you're going to do that is to go places and wait till we play a game in China.
That'll be next.
I don't know. That's going to be tough to get in there, I think. But no, I think that's what they want.
Well, and people, can pay for you going to China?
Well,
they accept tourists, don't they? China?
Yeah, but a business. I mean, business. Yeah. I mean, that's a socialist government.
Have you ever been there?
No, I have. I had an opportunity to go there, and I wanted to go, but I don't know. That's a long ways away, and we just didn't go. My wife has no desire to go to China.
Where did the Packers play one time though? That was really different. Was it China? Did they play in China? They didn't play in China. Okay, but it was some place. I still remember this.
New Mexico, which is the largest. That's a huge, huge market, huge city. You know, that was. I don't think the Packers played. Dallas played. But where the Packers played in Europe.
Here's the thing I remember. Mike Holmgren was the coach. And his wife climbed like some mountain or something and had this stick. And he told the trainers, this is the most valuable piece of equipment you're bringing back to Green Bay. Make sure this doesn't get lost. She climbed someplace. That's where I wanted to say China. Did they play exhibition? Somebody help us out there. Where did the Packers play in the Holmgren era overseas that was really unique? Someplace.
Alaska. No, I don't know.
It was, but I still remember that about the stick. She climbed like some mountain or something.
I got to look that up. Right. That's interesting. I'm surprised if we played over there, but I didn't follow it as close as you did. But
Japan?
Okay,
did they play in Japan?
That could be. Yeah, that could
maybe
be.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That maybe she's calling like Mount Kilimanjaro. Can I tell you something? So I stopped at the gas station the other day, and I talked with the people. I said, hey, where are you from? They said, Nepal. And I said, I've always wanted to climb the Himalayas. And they all really laughed. Like, what? I don't look like a mountain climber? They're, no, we're sorry. And then they burst out laughing again. Are the Himalayas in Nepal? Oh, no. But they just, and then as I'm walking out, they're laughing
you
behind
stupid
me.
Stupid American.
I know. All right, we got to set it quicker. We got a great show, great lineup. Back with more right after this.
Staying alive, staying alive.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a good-looking Wednesday, right?
They have this, we're talking about, you know, the foreign games, and they have to stay in, but they got to get out of their hotel because they got to see this mural. If you look at the front page of the paper today, isn't that cool? The Jordan
really
Love
cool.
And Jalen Hurts mural in San Pablo. Look at that. That thing's got to be
amazing.
10 stories tall, that mural.
That's incredible. Have you seen the new one over in De Pere? When I did that book signing at Boss's a couple of weeks ago, I walked past it. The artist was still working on it. It's gorgeous.
Where's it at? On Main Street? Then that,
Yeah, it would be, what's the street where, like, the movie theater is on?
Okay. Over by the east. Yes. Okay.
That little.
Behind the Boss's.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right,
on the side of it. Really, really gorgeous work.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes. Beautiful. The artist did a phenomenal job. Beautiful mural down there in downtown De Pere. That was fun being down there that night. That's book signing.
That's an awesome community.
That really is. Mm-hmm. That was really a lot of fun back then. Just good people. It wasn't a drunk fest type of thing.
No.
You know, just cool.
Tour parking.
Yeah, nice parking. And Boss's, if you haven't been to Boss's downtown in De Pere, it's beautiful. And it's all the old cabinets that are well over 100 years old.
Right.
And they got every local author you can possibly imagine there. Every magazine you can possibly imagine. I remember I was talking to a guy, really great guy that came there and talked to me about his dad and his World War II veteran. And I'm just, you know how you kind of talk to somebody, but you're also looking, you know, around. And it's like there had to be like six different magazines about like Italian cooking and Hispanic cooking. It's like they've got such a variety of magazines. It's beyond belief.
And what a nice gift.
Yeah.
To give if you're going to visit someone in the hospital, or if you're just going to see them in their house.
Yeah.
And I think that that is really true because everybody likes something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's veterans, or maybe it's Italian cooking, or maybe it's business, or whatever, or entrepreneur. And they have everything there.
Everything.
She, every time she comes in, she brings magazines
that are
fits,
awesome.
That fits
right
what we.
She brought me a geology one about
right,
big story about the UP.
Well, the UP one
about
agates
and things like that in the UP.
Right.
I mean, it's just awesome, great stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, Boss.
Speaking of that, I need to put this out there. I need to find a somebody that has a rock polisher. Is there anybody out there that has a rock polisher?
What is that?
A rock, where you put it in it tumbles. I used to have one. It just tumbles for like a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Then they come out, you know, really nice, all polished. But I got that slag. I told you I got that slag glass that I found up in Nagani.
Yeah.
And from when they had the old forges with pig iron. And that's what come out. And it's beautiful blue. And I want to get it polished. I think it'd look really cool. So if anybody out there has a rock polisher, would you polish a rock for me?
Right. 2 weeks you got to put it in there?
Oh, easy.
Wow.
Easy.
That drive me nuts.
I know. Well, you got to have it like in the garage.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It keeps going the whole time. Yeah. So if anybody has one, please let me know.
Well, just have them do it at their house.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to borrow it.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Right. You never get something back. You ever loan somebody something and then it's like, no, I don't have that. And you know they had it. You just absolutely know they had it.
Put it on your porch, man.
Right. Right.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But I mean, there's the old saying about, you know, don't lend people. But that's happened where it's like, I know I gave it to you last. You know, I gave you that back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You're right. I think I've been that guy too. On the
right?
other side.
But there's something about life lessons. And one of them was like, don't lend money to someone that you know isn't going to pay it back because that would drive you nuts and probably them a little bit. But it is something about lending out things knowing you're not going to get it back. Like, that's a peace of mind. Like, you come over and borrow my hammer, I'd be like, John, I hope you bring it back. But you know what? I might go buy another hammer.
Yeah, I agree. Exactly.
So,
feel the exact same way.
Money's a little bit different because, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel different.
In regards to this Packer game, Yeah. I know some Friday. People that are going down.
Oh, good.
Going to the game. So they're probably there by now.
It's Friday. Today's, yeah.
Probably. But if there's anybody that has a friend or an acquaintance that's down there, could you ask them if they'll give us a call? I don't know what the time thing is, the difference. But if I want to talk to somebody before
the game.
Can't be
that much different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just due south, right? Pretty much.
Pretty far, but.
I mean, so like Eastern time zone would be the only
I would
difference
be
maybe.
Within an hour. Too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if anybody has somebody that's down there, please let us know. We'd love to talk to them. Find out how it is. Is it safe? Are you weird, you know, worried out by the cartels or anything? Or?
And then I'd like to, if they looked it up, what's their view on X? You know, that.
What's up with that whole thing? Elon Musk. So he's shutting it down in Brazil?
No, he's not good. They want to shut him down.
They want to shut him down.
Elon Musk okay. wouldn't
I don't
much
follow
up.
That guy. He seems just out there.
He's launching his SpaceX thing Friday.
His what?
You know, he's got. He goes.
What, space shuttle type thing?
Yeah, Friday.
Would you do that?
You know, they don't go out in orbit that long. I mean, okay. That's kind of like a...
Because I'll be honest, but yes, I always
with all that said, the answer is no.
I always wanted to do it, like when I was in Hawaii, they've got those submarine tours. I always that wanted I to not. Do that. But after that thing that happened
last
year,
oh my God,
year,
the
I would not do that
thing.
Now.
Oh, and,
yeah.
And do you hear that, like, it was like, oh, at least they felt nothing exploded. And now there's
no.
all this pinging. And,
yeah.
yeah.
Like, they knew
they
it
knew
was going to happen. Yeah.
You know what? That would be... Yeah, you know, there's a lot of bad ways to go, but that would be close
that's
to
the
top of my
that
list.
Would be, yeah. That would be the worst.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Even like to be a submariner. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't do that. I just would...
I'd go insane. I'd be like, no, I gotta get out. I gotta go.
You're more claustrophobic than I am.
Yeah.
But
have you been in the one in Manitowoc?
Yes. Yeah.
It's tiny.
It's tiny. Very tiny. And it's when they do the horn thing, it scares the bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
But no, that's not my style. And I don't like the whole underwater thing either. At least... I would think that if I was in a spaceship, I could somehow survive, even though the chances are the exact same as the sub. But no. Anyway, yeah, they're sending some. It's a manned mission, so
wow. How much does it cost to do it?
I don't know.
Like millions?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like huge. Imagine.
Yeah, I think that's this Friday. I should know that. I'll look it up. I didn't really read that yet.
But I mean, you've been to the space museum, right, in Wrightstown? Or not in Wrightstown, Dayton, Wright Patterson Air Force Base.
No, I haven't been to Dayton.
You haven't been there?
I've been to Dayton, but not there.
Oh my God, it's the greatest space museum. It's the greatest Air Force museum in the world. It's unbelievable. They've got a B-52 in there, but they got the Gemini capsules in there. And I think we've talked about it. It looks like something that somebody would make in their garage.
I think that's in the Smithsonian.
Well, one of them, they've got
one of that Apollo.
Wright Patterson.
I think that, but that Apollo one is in the Smithsonian.
Okay,
seen that
one
there.
Of the Gemini ones.
And you know what this is cool?
I think the one John Glenn, or maybe one of the ones the monkeys went in or something.
Yeah, because this, you know what's cool? That it's kind of cool we're talking about this, and we didn't really plan to talk, but we have the Sputnik guy coming on.
Oh, that's right,
and
today.
And that whole, that's a cool story. You Italians are part of that conspiracy, you know. We could talk about that a little bit later, but so in 1962, are you familiar with this, Con? Probably not.
Con,
no.
Pay attention. Pay attention, Con. Listen and learn.
The Russians sent out this spaceship, Sputnik, and whatever. It kind of blew apart. But they had a mannequin in there because they wanted to really test it, you know. But then some Italian brothers were kind of listening in, and they said there was a real guy in there, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, it's a cool story.
So part that's the one that crashed in Manitowoc,
well,
then,
just
right?
a piece of it. It's just a piece of it, like 20 pounds of it. But they never found the rest of it. They found some residual on some rooftops. But wouldn't that be cool to find the whole thing?
So did it explode? Or did it crash? What happened?
Well, I think... Yeah,
I don't know much about this. I really
and since
don't.
1962, they're having a Sputnik party. People dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a really good time. I remember, I think I talked to you one time. Hugh Downs was in, because I know my dad was part of the chamber stuff.
Break.
Anyway,
right, we'll
talk about that
about
later.
This.
Yeah.
Back at this. Here she comes, full blasting top down. Hot shoe, burning down the avenue. Model citizen, but you don't disobey. Don't you know she's coming home to you? You lose her in return. Fuck it all.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of Wisconsin communities still struggle trying to find broadband access, but boy, when it arrives, it can be like magic. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Brittany Beyer is keeping an eye on things. She's a University Extension Specialist in Community Economic Development in Rhinelander. She's also on the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. That started back in 2020, and she says, well, for many communities, progress may seem slow. When broadband access arrives, it's a game changer.
Housing values go up by about 10%. Educational opportunities for all of your students becomes a level playing field. So if you can attract people to live in rural communities because there is equitable access and people can work from home and people can run their businesses from anywhere, it really becomes an amplifier.
Brittany Beyer, University Extension Specialist in Community Economic Development in Rhinelander, also on the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. She reminds those communities that are still waiting for broadband access that Wisconsin will end up getting $1.1 billion in funding to bring high-speed internet across all of its residents by the end of the decade.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
And today marks the beginning of Wisconsin's bear hunting season. It'll run now until October 4th. Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist, says Wisconsin actually is home to a thriving bear population, estimated at more than 26,000 animals. The resident bear population covers more than half the state, primarily in the forested regions in northern and central Wisconsin, but continuing to see a slow southward expansion as well. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Wednesday. More always available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear with a low of 58. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. Upper 70s to low 80s for highs, and then a little taste of fall with highs dropping into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Uh-oh.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, we got the time down.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Cowboy Dave, thank you. Brazil time is 2 hours ahead of Green Bay. 6 a.m. here is 8 o'clock there. Perfect.
Right. No problem.
So it's 8:30 there.
All right, so somebody be up.
Yes.
We can call somebody. All right, now.
Yes.
I'm looking in the paper here, but the people that they have here are, these are from Sun Prairie. That's not Green Bay.
We need Green Bay.
No, we don't want.
I know somebody that's going there. I was just talking to them recently.
Play for the
Packers. They said they were going to Brazil, and I cannot for the life of me remember who it was. Got this from Michael and Madison. There are 30 million NFL fans in Brazil.
Right.
30 million.
Right.
It's all about the money. And also, it was Japan where the Packers played.
Okay.
Japan. Yeah. Okay.
Right. That makes sense.
There you go. All right. I know the Badgers played there one time, too. Badgers played in Japan.
And that's cool because when the players go, I mean, these guys are, 22, 23, 24. That's probably their first time there.
Absolutely.
And they give them these tours. You know, even when we went to the White House.
I'm not a big tour guy. Are you?
Oh, love him. Ask my
whenever
kids.
Whenever I've done those things, Andrew,
love
it's
them.
Like, oh.
Nope.
We're going to have a tour of the orchard.
Oh, yeah. No, I tell you, if I'm driving with them and I see this factory or something. Or
really?
There are tours available. Yeah, absolutely. I love tours.
I
like giving them. And,
do you ever go to the, I don't think they have it anymore, right? Wasn't there the Miller tour?
That was a long time ago. And they gave you, they gave you shots of beer.
But that was really popular, wasn't it?
The other thing that's cool in Kalamazoo was Kellogg. That's a good tour. Did you do that?
No.
That's cereal. You're right. And it's just all kinds. And it's like.
Did you ever see that movie that Jerry Seinfeld put together this year? It's kind of a weird.
I don't even know if it's still there anymore.
Unfrosted.
Unfrosted. Did you see it?
I mean, it's funny, but it's not the greatest.
Huh?
It's not the greatest movie.
No. But it's about that. It's a spoof on the rivalry that the cereal companies in Kalamazoo used to have.
Because
you had Post and Kellogg.
Right.
And they'd spy on each other and everything. It's really interesting.
I just thought it was really cool. They showed us how they made, like, you would think when we were kids, we thought the small little boxes were better than the big boxes.
Oh, loved those.
But it was all the same, right?
I mean,
but anyway, they were making those. I just remember that, like, oh, that's cool. Just to see that all coming off the conveyor.
When my mom
wrap.
Was in the hospital, for some reason, my mom used to get pneumonia all the time. She had it like six times, okay?
Wow.
And she'd be in the hospital. And so my dad, in order to, like, you know, the poor kids are home alone, yada, 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 he would always do two things. He'd buy a case of soda, pop, as we call it, with those old wooden crates, with the little individual things.
That's awesome.
Which was the coolest thing in the world.
The grids.
To have sitting in your thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I still remember, it's like there would always be one left. It would always be the ginger ale. Nobody wanted the ginger ale back then, okay? But then he'd also buy a pack of those cereal things, which was the greatest thing in the world. And you know what one was always left that was nobody would eat?
Well, I don't know. Those were pretty good. It's Frosted Flakes, Cheerios.
Yeah, those all went quick. Sugar Pops went.
Yep.
Shredded Wheat.
Oh, no, that would have went in our house.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Shredded Wheat is the cereal version of a boiled cabbage dinner.
No, you got to put salt. You got to put sugar on it. You guys didn't put sugar on it.
It's like eating the stuffing out of a couch.
Ah, did you get Frosted? Did we have the Frosted
Shredded
Wheat?
No, it was just the regular Shredded Wheat.
Yeah, that's your problem. Okay.
The only thing I liked about Shredded Wheat, I didn't like it at all, the taste, but it was sponsored one of the great TV shows of that era, Sky King. Remember Sky King? Sky King, brought to you by Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Don't you remember his niece, Penny? He ran a small plane. He was a bush pilot in, like, Montana. And somehow criminals were always showing up at his place for whatever. And he had solved crimes with his plane.
No.
You don't remember that.
I don't.
And his niece, Penny.
No.
Okay.
I don't. Was that?
Oh, everybody remembers Sky
King. I can't say that was on cable because there wasn't back
then. We didn't have cable.
No, I mean, that was like a regular, Batman.
It was like number one rated show.
And in the evenings?
Yeah. No, Saturday mornings. It was Saturday mornings.
We had a clean.
Sky King.
Yeah, that's
you
why.
Don't remember that?
No. Well, we didn't want. No. Mm-mm.
What about the one with Lloyd Bridges? Remember that underwater? Because that's what I wanted to be a scuba diver.
Oh yeah, Aquaman.
No, not Aquaman. What was the Lloyd Bridges one?
I guess what it was.
No, it was. What was the name of that?
He doesn't know. He's 20 years old.
Do something.
Was it? And doesn't remember signing
Todd coming back.
I don't know.
Let's call Todd at home. Jeez, Louise.
No, when I think of Lloyd Bridges, I totally laugh.
What do you think of Airplane?
I just.
Johnny, what can you make funny. This? I can make a brooch. I can make a pterodactyl.
So it was called Sea Hunt.
All right. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what years was Sky King on?
I don't.
So this says it was on from 1958, and then it went for four seasons.
1958. I was not here.
Well, no, but then it was in reruns for like a lot of years, like for 20 years. Right, Con?
I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that. But yeah, I'll take your word for it.
No, do you remember Sky King?
It was no. Okay, good. I don't feel so bad.
Text us. How do you people text us, Con?
Well, so you can text through the Civic Media app, which is the easiest. Select WGBW as the station.
Yeah,
and click the text symbol, and they can text right in.
Right.
All right.
So you just download the Civic Media app.
Did you watch Sky King?
Hit WGBW as your station of choice.
Yes.
And then hit the text button on the lower right hand and text in yes or no, yes. Sky King.
Yes. Great show.
I think.
Great show. So when you had, 10 kids at the dinner table every day?
Huh?
That's mind-boggling to me. So did you guys have milk? It's like, how much milk would you guys go through?
Put a gallon on each end of the table.
Wow. So every day. You go through 2 gallons of milk.
I don't know that we went through it. I don't know that. I don't think we did. But it was, you always had to say, please pass. You know, please pass potatoes, please pass the milk. But
oh, in my house, too. We always said, please.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't, you didn't have to pass it.
We never said please once in our lives. give me the potatoes.
Really? You didn't?
Oh, no. Yeah, we were just a gimme. Give me that.
Oh, no. My dad was big into table manners.
Really?
Yeah.
We had zero table manners.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Nope. No, we had table manners.
I never saw my dad drink anything with a meal other than wine. He'd keep a big gallon jug of what we call Dago Red next to the table.
Dago?
Dago Red.
I thought that was demeaning to you guys.
It's okay if we say it amongst ourselves.
It's a couple cultures. Yeah. It's okay if I say it.
Got this from Green Bay. Who is it from Green Bay?
Nancy.
Nancy absolutely watched Sky King loved it.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to be a bush pilot because of that show.
Okay, nope. I can't say Dago wine. Is that expensive
Gallo?
Or was it
good? No, you buy it by the gallon. Gallo. Was it Julius Gallo?
Yeah.
Another one named Dave. Heck yeah, watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, Joseph Gallo. Is it Gallo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the head coach at Indiana, John Capillary. Okay.
Another time.
He got in trouble one time. At a big, giving a speech or something, or during an interview, and it said, hey, are you a connoisseur of, being Italian of wine? He goes, nah, I just like my dad, Dago Red. And it was like, whatever against, ethnic got all over it. You can't say that.
No, that's why when you're doing, I didn't even, and they branded, that was what it was called. I was branding the label.
It didn't say that, but that's what we all call it.
I see.
And there'd be there'd be a grocery list, buy a gallon of Dago Red.
And what that meant was just get me some inexpensive red wine. Okay, that makes more sense to me. All right, I thought.
No Italians ever took offense to, that. Well, that's like Finns can call each other Finlanders and tell Finlander jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What does Dago stand for?
I have no idea.
Like WAP, right? You would be called that once in a while, and that's without papers.
Right.
But Dago, is that an acronym for something?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's actually a really good question.
I thought it was offensive, though, so I'm surprised. But you're right. There's a couple cultures where it's okay if I say it, but not if you say it.
What are you?
German.
German. Okay. Did people call you like a kraut or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I don't. Would I be offended by kraut?
Yeah.
I think, Nazi would offend me, but,
kraut wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know why. What a lot of.
Because we like sauerkraut.
A lot of American troops that fought against Germans called them Jerrys. I don't know why that. What does that come from? The Jerrys.
German, like Jerry, like
I don't know, but they called him Jerry's, especially in World War One. That was the term.
Offensive?
I don't know.
Okay, I've never heard that. So,
right. I mean, like English, they call the English people limeys, because that whole old thing about that.
And then
the French, they called what do they call the French?
Polish, were obviously.
Well, yeah.
Polish.
I still find that one offensive, don't you? The Polish term,
but they.
I find that one offensive.
And I think I don't know. I call my mom, ask her. I mean, I'm part Polish, but yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Hey, you want me to tell you a quick funny story that's kind of interesting? So I was reading that book about the Kennedys when I was up at the deer camp, okay? And it talked about one of the Kennedy daughters, like Kathleen Kennedy or whatever. They were visiting Poland, and like when communism was ending and, you know, the Kennedys were trying to really, you know, get it democratic and everything. And she was really hungry, and she apologized, but she says, "You know, Dad, I'm so hungry. Is there anything to eat around here?" So the Pope or whoever it was said, "Well, what would you like?" And she said, a grilled cheese sandwich, please, or whatever. Okay, so anyway.
Just wait a minute. Yeah. They're in Poland.
They're in Poland.
Was it with the Pope?
Yeah, I think it was the Pope they're meeting with. No, or meeting with somebody okay, big.
Because the Pope, he could have been the cardinal, but then became the Pope.
Yeah.
But okay, so whatever. All right, finish the story.
Okay,
That's a lot in that story. You got
when
the president.
When I tell stories, don't worry about details.
You got the president, you got his daughter, you got the Pope. I'm thinking, wow, I'm surprised I didn't know about this. Okay, so she ordered a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, 50 years later, she goes to the Vatican to meet the Pope. Okay? And he says, "We've met once before." She goes, "We have?" He goes, "Yes. I made you a grilled cheese sandwich."
No way.
Yes.
That guy was from Poland. That Pope John Paul.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is a great story.
Yes.
If it's true.
It's
that
true.
That is a great story.
Yes.
So they were out there visiting, and they went to the Kennedys were Catholics.
Yep.
So they probably went to some place, and this guy was.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden he gets tagged to be Pope know, 40 years later.
Yeah.
Wow. He was Pope for a long time.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's
Isn't
a good
that a great
story? Yes. And he did that. And he's just like, this little girl, I'll make you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
And he would be the kind of guy to do that. Remember, he carried his own luggage?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that guy was like.
He was in the resistance. He was in the Polish resistance against the Nazis and against the communists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
That is a great story.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that story.
We just have to make. You could top it off if it was like Schreiber cheese or something. American cheese. And you know what?
Nice Colby. Got this one. Never heard of it. Sorry, John.
Yeah.
Sky King. A lot of people did, though, because it was a great show.
Yeah.
But didn't everybody want to be a pilot at one point in their life?
Oh, yes.
At every, you know what I mean?
Astronaut. Well, astronauts were big when we were little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that was always the thing. Somebody was always the launching from Florida.
And there were always, we used to get Mechanics Illustrated.
Yeah.
And there was always like plans in there on how to make your own airplane. Or whatever.
That was cool stuff. You know, we were talking, some of those shows, and I don't know this, was it, again, not Aquaman, what was it called?
Sea Hunt.
But some of those shows were, like, we were talking to Frank yesterday at Let Me Be Frank Productions, you know, and he was talking about how some of these shows were ahead of their time.
Well, you even said, like, Bugs Bunny had double entendres. I never picked up on that.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, I did. My brother too. We still talk about that. Anyway,
you know, there are websites,
they're ahead of their time.
Hottest,
is what I'm saying.
Hottest cartoon women. There are websites about that.
Like Betty.
Judy Jetson.
Oh yeah, totally.
The Russian spy in Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Remember? And there's like, oh, you can find those where it's like devoted to women in cartoons.
So they didn't have to make her like that, but they did. That was the, you know,
absolutely.
Little, and kids are looking at that thinking, well, there's a lady.
Right.
We're looking at that
Dad's
thinking.
Watching it too. Check out the gams on her.
Right. And that's what they did. So
I think absolutely.
That some of that stuff is. I love Michael.
Scooby-Doo, hippies driving around. Having the munchies.
Right?
That's true. That is true.
Somebody, that's good stuff.
Did you assume in our era, anybody that had a van was like a pothead?
Well, a VW van.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a.
No, not cargo, but a.
VW, totally. They're all.
You know, I know that movie was horrible. We agreed that the movie was horrible with Frances McDormand, where she lived in a van around the country.
Yeah, but that won all those awards.
I know.
I went to that. They
but won. I would still like to do that for a year.
Oh.
Or even a summer. Just drive around the country. We can start a quick break. We'll be back.
We can go to the bathroom.
I'll try.
Show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff in De Pere, available 24 hours a day, and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mano and the Mayor here on a Wednesday morning. Another beautiful day out there. 57 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about the NFL season starting.
Are
though.
You?
Yeah.
This is your thing.
It starts tomorrow night, right?
Yes. Yeah. Kansas City and
Ravens.
Baltimore, yeah.
And Baltimore.
Great game.
That is going to be a great game. And I told you guys yesterday and the day before, I'm a Chiefs fan.
Okay. Something we got to do. Let's spend one Sunday out at that sports book.
Okay. We'll just bet on games.
Yeah.
Not a lot. We got to take like so
20
much.
Bucks. 20 bucks a game.
Well, that's 2016.
Well, like, I'm not going to bet on every game.
Well, yeah, in fairness, we should bet on every game.
I want to do that.
Let's just take, how many games are there, right? There's 32 teams, it's 16 games, so that's $160.
Plus, there's Monday night, Thursday night, so let's say 14 games.
Okay, $140, 10 bucks a game.
Okay.
You have to bet on the game. You don't have to bet.
We got to bet spreads.
Well, you can bet spreads. You can also bet who's going to score first. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But that'd be fun. Let's pick a weekend
yes.
and we'll do that. And that guy said there's a nice day. Upgraded the bar when we were there. It wasn't very good. So anyway, yeah, I'm totally in on that.
All right,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, 10 bucks a game.
Okay,
Con, you in?
Yes.
Okay. Are you old enough?
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old are you, man? Are you 20?
We don't know you. What? You look 16.
I got the guy's the guy who's interning with me is 20. He turns 21 in February.
Dumb
question.
And then the
25.
Other guy, he's 20.
You're 25?
Okay. All right. You know, man.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You look younger.
I take that as a compliment. Thank you.
How old would you think I was if you didn't know how old I was?
Be careful. 75.
See? All right. Easy, easy.
Wow.
All right. Don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Convoy. Is this your last day?
Yeah. Not yet.
No.
Not counting tomorrow. How long have you been here?
Sorry, you know what? I would bet. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to bet on the Packer game. I'm going to take the Packers and the points.
Three.
Can somebody place that bet for me?
We'll just go down there.
I don't know how to do that stuff.
I can't do it today.
All right. I need somebody to play. Are there any bookies out there? I will bet right now. I will take the Packers +3 for $50.
Ooh, that's a lot. 50 bucks. I would. Okay. Well, I'll go out there tomorrow after the show with you. I can't today. I got a bunch of stuff to do today.
So you have to give him your money at the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll give you a little ticket and you go back and redeem it.
All right.
I don't know. I haven't bet there. I bet in Vegas. So I don't know. I mean, it could be different there, but I'm pretty sure you go and the guy's going to be super nice and you ask him how much would I win? And, you know, you think the odds are going to change and well, I don't know, but they'll be nice about it. Yeah.
All right.
And we should learn how to do that anyway.
But you can lock it in, right? Like if the odds go down,
that's why I said when my brother bought that thing for the Giants, I think it was. Like 16 or
what are okay,
and then it got a lot closer, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. So, right now, you'd probably have if the Packers win, okay, so
the
to go to the Super No, but to go to the Super Bowl,
bet that if you want.
What are their odds? You know,
kind of look that up at the next break.
What are the Packers odds of going to the Super Bowl?
I don't think that's a good bet because I don't think the odds are, I think there's a good chance they're gonna go
like 20-1, maybe.
You need to pick the Bears.
No. Why? You're so infatuated with the Bears.
You can make some money, is what I'm saying, John. I'm just looking out for you, man.
All right. I got this from Tina. John Tina from Green Bay turned 57 on Friday. but I'm going to start telling people I'm 77 so they think, dang, she looks good, instead of guessing me older than I actually am. Hashtag life not fair.
You know what? She's on to something, Tina. I like that. Yeah, you are. I like that. Okay. Yeah. I'm 70. Oh, you look great. You look like,
gosh.
God, you look like you're 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Mm. Keep myself in shape.
I like that.
I work at it. I work at it.
I like that, too. I'm impressed that you and John Miller work out together.
I saw him yesterday.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Was he bench pressing?
He does, you know, he works. Yeah, he likes the free weights, which is some of us who are a little, we like the machines because you're not going to get hurt. he is a big guy. He just wears that little tank top thing. His arms are huge.
He's got the biggest arms of any non-professional athlete I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, because I was there and he was his little headset and I went and punched him in the arm and almost broke my knuckles. And I said, hey.
And what a good guy.
Huh? No, it was fun. And then I saw a couple people there yesterday. That was fun. Like I told you, a friend of ours was there. And this, Con, we were there. Do you go to church? Are you Catholic? You know, priests, right? They're like guys who, what they are. All right. And they.
Were you an altar boy, Con?
I was not, no. All right.
Oh.
Loser.
Yeah.
Totally. All the cool guys were altar boys.
We were. The cool
chicks
guys.
Chicks dug us.
They did.
They'd go to a certain.
We knew where like, the wine
they'd
was.
They'd be like, what mass are you serving? I'm like, 11:30. I'll be there. And they'd be like up close in the front row because we look so hot in our hassocks.
Cassocks.
Whatever it was.
Hassocks. That's that little ball you kick around. Yeah. Anyway, there was a priest there yesterday, and I haven't seen him in a while. Guy did 86 push-ups.
That's amazing.
He's in good shape. Really good
86
shape.
86 in a row. I'm up to 11. I can do 11.
I'm not.
I can do 11.
I don't do those.
Okay. What does that mean? You're more of a gambler. We just got a text here. Packers have plus 1,800 to win Super Bowl. Does that mean for $10 you'd win 1,800?
No. Is that?
What does that mean?
180.
Did you put that up there, Con, or did somebody text that in?
So
you ten? Is that a?
So based on the last year's standings and everything, right now, that means we have like a 5% chance to win the Super Bowl.
But I mean, if I put $10 down, how much would I win if they
1,800? That's I would take that bet. You know what? I'm going to go do that. Maybe I will cancel my appointment today. And we'll go. It's we got to look into this.
We got to do it by Wednesday. Yes. I mean, by Thursday, we got to get it by game time. Oh. I want to do this. I want to put $50. I'm putting $50 down on Packers getting 3 points against the Eagles, and I'm going to put $50 on the Packers winning the Super Bowl.
I'm going to put $50 on the Packers going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you can do it going, not just winning it?
Well, to pick the NFC Championship.
Okay, going.
Well, you can pick them to win. The odds are going to be better. You're going to make more money if they win.
Let's go
study the odds, and then we'll come back and give a good report, because right now we're kind of...
Got a text here. Oneida is their own book, so the odds will be skewed towards Green Bay. Bet in Michigan while leafing.
A regular listener, thank you.
I think we're getting a little bit of a bad connotation, you and I.
How's that?
But we're so excited about leafing.
Yeah, that is a little...
I mean, we had Terry talked about bear hunting starting, and then we're talking about leafing.
And Barry Manilow and Lennon's. Yeah. We gotta toughen up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I saw because of Con. Con!
Con, get us. Come on.
Con, find out about this. We gotta make some money.
Yeah, we are. Thursday, we're going after the show.
Okay.
That's tomorrow.
I'm in.
Tomorrow.
I'm in.
We're gonna bet on the Super Bowl, and we're gonna bet on the game Friday.
I'm in.
That's gonna be fun.
Deal. Quick break. Back right after this.
She can't go wrong.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.